Well, not to say more on the air about Donald Trump, but Public Policy Polling has just done a survey of voters in New Hampshire, and that survey just got released in the last 24 hours, and it finds Donald Trump polling even stronger than in any poll they have seen hitherto. 35% of Republicans are now supporting him, 11% for John Kasich. He's in second, 10% for Carly Fiorina and all those former front runners, Scott Walker, Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Mike Huckabee, they're all trailing well behind and falling back, it seems, rapidly. Joining us now on the phone to talk a little bit about the poll is Tom Jensen from Public Policy Polling. Tom, thanks for joining us, and what do you make of these numbers?
Well, I guess it just really shows that Republican voters are sort of looking for someone who's going to be as uncompromising as possible when it comes to sort of the way that they talk about things. What's interesting about Trump support is it's really not so much an ideological thing, I think, as it's a style thing. We're finding that he's winning among both moderates and conservatives in the Republican Party. There aren't a whole lot of differences in how much support he gets from different ideological groups. So I think really his support just has more to do with the fact that people feel like he's telling it like it is and that that's what the country needs right now.
Is that why Donald, I've been sort of curious as to why Donald Trump is really catching fire and not, say, Ben Carson, if you want to, sort of an outsider who hasn't been have a lot of political experience. Carson's just as much in that boat as Trump. Is it really just a style thing?
Well, it's partially a style thing, and then especially with that specific example, it's just a coverage thing. I mean, Donald Trump farts, and it's live on all three networks, whereas none of the other candidates are able to get anywhere near that level of exposure. So to some extent, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. There have been some data analyses that have come out that have shown that the candidates who get the most media attention are also the candidates who are doing the best in the polls. So it's actually interesting you mentioned Ben Carson, though, because what we're still finding, even as Donald Trump leads the Republican field everywhere, is that he's not necessarily the most broadly liked of the Republican candidates. For instance, when we had Trump ahead in North Carolina last week, he was actually only the seventh most popular Republican candidate in the state. The people who like him really like him, but I think there is somewhat of a limit to how far his support can go, because, for instance, we do find that Ben Carson's more popular with Republican voters than Donald Trump everywhere we poll. There's more Republican voters who like Ben Carson than like Donald Trump. It's just that the people who like Trump like him so much that they always say they want him to be the nominee.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website if you want to get more information. The latest numbers are from New Hampshire. There's other surveys behind it as well. And I know when we've talked in the past, and I know I've heard other pollsters and political observers saying the same thing, that the people who like Trump really like him and the people who don't really don't. So when you see him with 25-35%, that's sort of the peak of his support. And as the other 16 candidates start to drop out, you'll see all of those supporters consolidating around whoever ends up being left. But is that still the case, or are these numbers suggesting something else?
Well, it's less the case than it used to be. On this New Hampshire poll, we tested Trump head-to-head against a variety of the other Republican candidates, and he actually led all of them head-to-head, 47-39 over Ben Carson, 53-35 over Scott Walker, 53-34 over Marco Rubio, and 56-33 over Jeb Bush. Certainly more of the other candidate supporters go to whoever the Trump alternative is, but it's not like nobody goes to Trump. So Trump's doing better on those measurements right now than I think a lot of people might have expected him to do. And the other thing that's interesting is Trump is doing a lot better in general election matchups. A couple months ago, anytime you talked about Trump in the general election, he'd be doing the worst of all the Republican candidates, and in most places he'd be trailing Hillary Clinton by a pretty substantial margin. What we saw, for instance, on our New Hampshire poll this week was that Trump was only down by 2 points to Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire. And John Kasich was the only Republican who did better than Trump there. Trump was actually doing better against Hillary Clinton than 9 out of the other 11 Republicans. So that's really a shift in that he's sort of becoming more palatable with the overall electorate now, too, and not just with the Republicans.
Becoming an increasingly fascinating race. A couple of other really interesting points from this survey: Rand Paul and Mike Huckabee sort of collapsing, not just in terms of support, but just general popularity. Is there any particular reason why that's the case?
I think Rand Paul, the debate just killed him. I think the way he came across in the debate really hurt him with Republican primary voters. It's sort of interesting. I think really one of the iconic moments of that first Republican debate was the fight between Chris Christie and Rand Paul. And what we found for both of them since the debate is that both of their support has tanked. It didn't help either of them. It really just kind of hurt both of them. But Christie was already doing pretty bad. What's really notable about Paul is that all four places that we've polled since the debate, he's actually had a negative favorability rating with Republican primary voters. So it's not just that there aren't that many supporting him for the nomination. They actually outwardly dislike him now. And it was just really amazing to see Mike Huckabee standing in New Hampshire. I think that if Mike Huckabee had run in 2012, he very well might have gotten the nomination. At the very least, he would have been the second finalist along with Mitt Romney. Now in the 17-candidate field, Mike Huckabee is pulling at zero in New Hampshire. He doesn't have zero supporters. He has one or two, but it rounds down to zero, and it's just amazing to see how irrelevant Huckabee's become when he could have been such a big player if his timing had been right the last time around.
And then on the other side of the aisle, I think it was New Hampshire where we started to see Bernie Sanders with a lead over Hillary Clinton, and he seems to be consolidating that with a 7-point lead in this survey, 42-35. Everyone else trailing well behind, obviously. Is he sort of similar numbers? Sanders and Clinton are polling pretty equally now against Republicans in hypothetical general election matchups. So the argument of Clinton supporters from the very beginning that Hillary Clinton is more electable is starting to become less and less convincing. Has Bernie Sanders hit the tipping point yet where he's competitive on a national level, or not quite?
Well, New Hampshire really seems to be an island unto itself in the presidential race, because we do now find Bernie Sanders ahead of Hillary Clinton there, as you said, 42-35. But it's not really getting that much closer anywhere else. Out of everywhere else we've polled in the last couple months, Hillary Clinton's still been ahead by at least 18 points. Everywhere else we poll. So we'll have to wait and see if Sanders starts to really get momentum in some of these other places the way that he is in New Hampshire. There's a couple things that make New Hampshire uniquely good for Sanders. One is obviously just geography, being right next to his home state of Vermont. People are a little more familiar with him and a little more used to him. The other thing is that there is a big racial divide within the Democratic primary. Clinton and Sanders are comparatively evenly matched among white voters, but then when you bring African Americans and Latinos into the equation, Hillary Clinton has a huge advantage over Bernie Sanders. Sanders does not have very much minority support. Well, New Hampshire is one of the very few Democratic primary states where the electorate's almost 100% white. So Sanders's difficulties with African Americans and Latinos aren't relevant there the way that they are in North Carolina or South Carolina, where we still find Hillary Clinton up by 30, 40 points because she's at like 80% of the black vote.
Speaking again with Tom Jensen, publicpolicypolling.com is the website if you want to get the New Hampshire numbers and other numbers from previous surveys. Tom, before we let you go, I have to ask, since I'm a journalist, I'm legally required, how is D's Nuts doing in New Hampshire?
D's Nuts polling at 6% in New Hampshire. And it's interesting because D's Nuts was at 9% in North Carolina last week, got an enormous amount of national press coverage. D's Nuts has actually become the second most Googled presidential candidate behind only
Donald Trump.
And despite all that media attention over the last week, D's Nuts support is going down. People may have found out that D's Nuts was actually a 15-year-old from Iowa, and the allure just was not what it had been before.
Would it be fair to say that D's Nuts have jumped the shark?
Well, that's fair, and I also would point out that in the last week, Butt Stuff has filed for the presidential race, and I think it's possible that Butt Stuff may be taking some of D's Nuts' former former support, and there's some other candidates too, but I was trying to tell you one of the new ones that won't get you in trouble with the FCC.
It's those fourth party candidates you have to worry about. Of all of the of all of the coverage of these nuts, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this last week, what has been your favorite?
I think the funniest thing was when the guy who actually originally came up with the D's Nuts thing 20 years ago endorsed the D's Nuts movement, said he would be happy to be the vice presidential candidate, and that if he was on the ticket, his platform would be to nationally implement Weed Wednesdays. And while I personally would not partake in Weed Wednesdays, I think that we do need some new ideas in this presidential election, and that one is certainly far different from what our major party candidates are talking about.
He did get an endorsement from the Rent Is Too Damn High guy, so that's good.
Yeah, no, it's been an amazing whirlwind over the last week for D's Nuts, but I think it's time for us to move on. We may be done polling D's Nuts.
And a lot of other numbers from New Hampshire on the website, publicpolicypolling.com, so check it out. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.